centro, clara, gol.
Planet Earth is just one revolution away from the start of the 2014 World Cup. Soccer, football, call it what you will. But here to help us understand what's going on is Rupert Allman, executive producer of The Takeaway. What are you doing here?
Five golden rules, John, about being a true soccer fan.
And we need to explain this in the middle of the NBA finals and the NHL finals because...
This is not to take away from any of those fantastic sports.
Glad you said that.
Just to say the fact that, as you know, soccer, football... is huge, and there are generally five golden rules.
To being a good fan.
It exactly that.
All right.
Let's start with number one. Not just a game. Anyone who tells you that it's just a game, treat them with derision. You talk later in the show about book club, the search for religion.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, football, soccer, very much is a religion.
And that is true because...
Because basically we're kind of, you know, slightly faithless in most of Europe, so therefore we're looking for something to hold on to.
This isn't like the movie Castaway where he talks to the ball, right? No.
You can do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Number two, a true fan who knows the World Cup, they follow the same rules as something like the Open or the Derby. It is the World Cup. It's not the Soccer World Cup. It's not the Football World Cup. You've got to just say the World Cup.
Okay.
32 teams, and this is what will go down well, I think, probably in America, is the fact that there has got to be just one winner. And that is the drama that we'll see in the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Right, well, that's not unique to soccer, but it does put all of these countries in this huge, almost United Nations kind of competition, right?
True. And like other sports, it has its own language. Rule number three, it has its own language. Make sure you get the words right. There are no quarters, no timeouts. There is no playbook. The spot kick, it's called a penalty. The score, if it's 0-0, and by the way, love a 0-0, and you can have a great game which is 0-0. There do not have to be goals. 0-0.
0-0.
It's not 0-0. It is not zip. Zip is something that fastens your jacket.
So 0-0.
If I see the linesman, it's more accurately described as the assistant referee. There is no linesman. It's the assistant referee. They are there basically for making sure they don't get the offside rule wrong.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Rule number four. No one understands the offside rule.
Right.
Okay?
So I'm like most people in the world.
A player is offside if he is closer to the goal line than both the ball and the second-to-last defender. Oh, and he has to be in the opposition's half of the field. To be offside, a player must be in front of the ball and have fewer than two opposing players between himself and the goal line when the ball is played to him by one of his teammates.
And this was written in Beowulf originally
now,
or the Magna Carta?
Is that clear? No.
No.
And that is the point. It is not clear. There is no technology. And because no one understands the offside rule, it gives us so much more to talk about at the end of the game in the pub.
And so much more reason to drink.
Exactly. Drinking is kind of de rigueur. It's not compulsory. And certainly some of the responses I had to this segment on Facebook, I got a lot of replies, most of which are unbroadcastable. But drinking did feature fairly heavily about being a true soccer fan.
But that's not one of the golden rules.
No. The final golden rule, though, is rule number five. Accept the sport at the international level is run by an organized crime syndicate with an infallible leader who at the moment is causing death in the Middle East and saying anyone who doubts his integrity that they're probably racist. The problem here is the FIFA, who runs the international sport, they make the IOC look good. It is the ugly face of the beautiful game, and the more you look into how FIFA works, the uglier it gets. Sepp Blatter makes Donald Sterling look like a man of probity. The one thing you've got to realize, though,
well, his name is Blatter.
The one thing you've got to realize is that as soon as the game kicks off, all this knowledge about FIFA and how it's run is wiped from the collective memory.
The death in the Middle East thing, we can get rid of that, though, right? That might be a little much.
I refer you to some articles about the way that the game is being built in Qatar at the moment and the fact that we've got a lot of people in problems.
I just don't want big FIFA thugs coming in here and dragging me out into the streets.
It might happen.
Oh, no. Well, that would be exciting.
Sure.
Let's get some video.
Enjoy the game.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training programs developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving through games. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.